Our pets have a special way of making every family complete, so it's only natural we want to feed them with the same care as family. That's why when you read the label on any Blue Buffalo dog or cat food, you'll see things like real meat followed by wholesome fruits and veggies. Ingredients you'll feel great about feeding your best friend. Just compare your food to Blue and you'll see the difference. And be sure to bring your best friend by the Blue Tent at Wolfstock May 30th at the Prescott Valley Center.
This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Glad you could join us. Just coming off of a weekend in Tennessee where I had a great time at the Lumberjack Feud Doc Dogs Wildcard Challenge. It was great fun, the weather held up, no big storms coming through, pretty warm, but I think everyone had a lot of fun. Great venue, great layout. Just can't, you know, say enough about it. Really did have a good time. And maybe you're tuning in to hear a few interviews from that event. Well, you're gonna have to wait, because we're gonna talk this week about the South Central Regional Championships, another one of your roads to worlds, coming up in this episode. But first, let's find out what's going on this weekend in the world of Doc Dogs events. Well, it's the 41st Annual Festival in the Park, brought to you by Blue Buffalo, Friday, May 15th. Through Sunday the 17th in Danville, Virginia. Little secret about that one, let me tell you, I think it's going to be a great place for any new people that want to try it out or check out Doc Dogs, and also for the existing competitors, which will be there, and I'm sure they'll be there in hordes to help out anyone who's new and wants to check that out. It's going to be a cool time. Once again, the 41st Annual Festival in the Park, brought to you by Blue Buffalo in Danville, Virginia, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also, the Bootleggers Splash at the Tin Wolf Inn, that's one of Doc Dog's sanctioned facility events in Ashland, Kentucky, this Friday through Sunday. Doc Dog's has sanctioned facilities all around where they got their own pool and dock and everything set up, so you're going to like that if you want to head down to Ashland. And also coming up in Swansea, Illinois, this is brought to you by GlycoFlex and the Gateway Doc Dogs Group. That's one of Doc Dog's affiliate clubs. Doc Dogs has affiliates all over the world, too. You might want to check that out on DocDogs.com and see what the local affiliate is to you. It's the Camp Bow Wow Splash for Rescues, and that's Friday through Sunday as well. For rescues, so you know it's a good thing. Go on out, check it out. Maybe even you might find someone a new forever home. Also, the North Idaho Sportsman's Expo, brought to you by Blue Buffalo, is going on in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That is Friday through Sunday. Another sanctioned facility event also going on, Virginia Beach. It's Ship Corner Spring Fling. That is Friday through Sunday as well. A great facility out there. I've been to this event. Fantastic layout. Very helpful and very nice people at the Ship's Corner location, so a good one there. They're all good ones, right? I mean, I can never say enough, because I have these little relationships all over with these places and people, and I just know what to expect, and it's always going to be a good time. You can't go wrong. How's that? I mean, what more can you ask for? Last but certainly not least, brought to you by the Rocky Mountain Doc Dogs Club and Zooks, Saturday and Sunday, that's the 16th and 17th of this weekend, in Thornton, Colorado, it's Thornton Fest. So there's another one of the Doc Dogs affiliate clubs that are going to be out there in Thornton, Colorado for one of the Doc Dogs events. Five events this weekend, folks. Hey, I know sometimes we get new people listening to the show, so I just want to tell you, don't be shy, don't be timid about coming out and checking out the events. Bring your dog. You may be like, well, is my dog really competitive? I don't know. You know, make sure your dog can swim. That's about all you really, the only prerequisite that you need to know. From there will be people that can help you get your dog jumping off the dock. We'll see if you got a natural or one that needs a little work. And hey, either way, the naturals or the ones that need a little work, I've seen both, and I've seen both compete very, very well. But the point is, you're not going to be competing against dogs that jump 30 feet if your dog only jumps 5 feet. Doc Dogs has divisions where all the dogs are recognized in, and though the competition wave takes all the divisions all at once, when they break it down into the scoring and everything like that, it's broken down into dogs that are jumping in your similar division or title, we call it. So don't be shy. Make sure you bring, you know, things for you and your dog. You're going to need water, a dog leash, a 4-foot dog leash. Make sure you stay 8 feet away from the next dog from you. You never know whose dog woke up cranky or on the wrong side of the bed or something like that. We don't want any incidents like that. You know, might want need some dog treats, some food for yourself. Maybe some shade, some towels and toys. Toys for your dog, towels for your dog. You might need some towels for you too, depending on how it goes. And just go out and jump into the fun. Pun intended. So check out all five of those events going on in Doc Dogs this weekend. All right, coming up in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs, I'm going to be talking with Tom James. Tom is part of the Heart of Texas, or Hot Doc Dogs Club, another one of Doc Dogs' affiliates. And Tom's going to be talking with me about the South Central Regional Championships. Tom's got a little insight there, and he's going to let us know some of the extracurricular things that are going on, and also about the flow of the event and his excitement and his team that's going to be competing too. So here's my conversation with Tom James.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
All right, my guest on Radio Doc Dogs this week is Tom James from Heart of Texas Doc Dogs. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Just fine, Jim. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How's everything in Texas?
Hey, it's looking great. We've had some beautiful weather this past week after quite a bit of rain here lately. Folks were kind of wanting to know that we were going to start floating away, but the rain has broken and the weather is. We've had a beautiful week here, and Lee and I have had a real good time on the dock this week.
Well, that's good. That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about your Doc Dogs team. Your dog, do you have one dog or you have multiple dogs?
Well, I have three dogs, Jim. I have Buddy, who's Team Tom and Buddy.
Yeah, I remember
and,
Buddy, yep.
Then I have Hershey, chocolate lab thing, Hershey Kisses, if you can believe that's my wife's dog. She jumps also. And then we have a golden. She's actually 8 years old, but she'll jump off the dock. That's all she'll do, but it has to be a green tennis ball. She will not chase anything else.
Very
bumper, she'll look at you.
Very toy picky then, huh?
But yeah, Buddy and I, he just had his sixth birthday, a couple days ago, May 2nd. And, we've been together since he was a puppy. You know, I got him in 2009 and, our first Doc Dog event was March of 2010, and this is what he was born to do. He loves dock jumping. That's all he's really ever done. The first thing he did when I got him at 8 weeks old was he ran and jumped in the pool. I said, well, that part of my training's over, now what?
Yeah, right, exactly. So what was your first Doc Dogs event?
It was Paws in the Park in 2010, and it was the first event of Heart of Texas Doc Dogs. It was formed in 2009, and 2010, that was our first event.
Cool.
As a club, and that's when I joined them. And it was placed in sin then. He didn't have anything even resembled a sit stay. He was 9 months old when we got to our first event, and his first jump was 16 feet 2 inches.
Well, that's a great first jump. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that'll get you hooked, huh?
Yeah. I was hooked when I first saw it on TV.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I saw Dean and Wiley on TV, and I mean, Tom used to always, you know, narrate and do the. And I kept saying, "Who is this guy? I wish he would get off the air so I could watch Dean." I didn't know who Tom was.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, it's funny because we have that in common because, like, I Dean and Wiley were really kind of like a bit of our inspiration. I know a lot of folks have heard this story before, but, saw him on TV, thought that was the coolest thing. And then, like, yep. The very following week was my very first ever Doc Dogs event at Buckeye Doc Dogs and theirs, too. And there's Dean and Wiley right there, the guys I just watched on TV last week. I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I saw them in 2010 at Nationals. I think that was the last year they had Nationals. It was up in Dubuque. And I met them there, and I was like, oh, wow, can I go talk to this guy? Can I really do this?
Yeah, that's the cool thing about
funny.
That is the cool thing about Doc Dogs, because there's people you'll see on TV or something like that, and then the next week there they are at your event, and they're and they're not superhuman or movie stars or anything like that. They're dog lovers like we are, and they love the sport. So that is definitely one of the cool things about Doc Dogs.
It is. I love the sport, and Buddy and I mean, I love him to death. He actually won a world championship in 2012. My granddaughter. As a Speed Retrieving Express champion,
right?
In 2012, so that was cool.
Yeah, and you've been to Worlds a few times, haven't you?
Yes, sir. 2012, and we skipped 13. We were just kind of messing around, and then we went last year. And we went, I made a mistake and accepted too many invitations.
Uh-oh.
We competed Iron Dog, Master, and Top Gun.
Yeah.
And I wore my dog out. But we did okay. We placed 15th in Titan. And, you know, I would like to have gotten top 10, but I messed up on the dock a little bit. I mean, we were only 12 points out of 10. So it was close competition last year.
Yeah, and that's fun, and that's what makes it so much fun. What do you think of the World's Championship and the layout? You know, it's coming again to Dubuque this November, and are you going to be trying to get there?
Yes, sir. We're just concentrating on Iron Dog this year.
Okay.
I was telling the people at our club, so I don't care what kind of title is that. The only title I'm worried about, you know, is Titan.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I don't care if he jumps out of his division, but as long as we want that Titan invite. But
cool.
You know, he loves all three disciplines, but EB is his absolute favorite.
Well, that's cool. That's great. So, So what do you think of Worlds? It's pretty cool to see all the dogs and all that competition, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty cool. And the thing I love about Doc Dogs is that everybody cheers for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you're competing against yourself, really. It's just all the friendships that you make and old friends that you only see every now and then.
Right.
When you go up there, and it's a fun time. You know, last year the
Golden Paw Awards,
the gambling, what was it called?
The casino night for Bark.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun there, and it was great. The whole thing was great.
That was a lot of fun, and I don't know what they'll plan this year. I think they're trying to keep it diverse, but I'm sure they'll bring that back because it was so much fun, and it was for a great cause.
Yeah, and the pool, they had that floor heated, and it took a few days, but the pool water actually was kind of nice. It wasn't that cold.
Yeah, it was. It was very nice.
Radio Doc Dogs will be right back.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
That sponsor rocks. Welcome back to the show.
So you're going to be going to, the main reason we wanted to talk was you're going to the South Central Regionals coming up soon.
Yes, sir. We have South Central Regionals at DSI training facility. That's Detection Services something international or something like that. They do detection and nose work and things like that.
That's
and
cool.
And it is in Liberty Hill or outside Liberty Hill, Texas.
Okay.
It's May 21st through the 24th. 21st is chicken. That's Thursday night.
Right.
And it's actually between Liberty Hill and Bertram, Texas. It's a strange facility, but it's on some people's private property.
Okay.
Okay. And they have like 15 acres. It's in beautiful Texas Hill Country. This place is really out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, it sounds nice. So for those of us that aren't familiar with the Texas geography, because it's so damn big, you can't keep up with it. what major city is that closest to?
Well, Austin is, I'd say about 25 miles, I think it's a little bit south of there. So Austin is the biggest city.
Okay.
Liberty Hill and Bertram. Liberty Hill, it's probably about 10 miles outside of Liberty Hill, and it's actually closer to Bertram, Texas, which is like a white spot in the road.
Okay.
But it's really nice. Now we are going to have food and drinks there for a donation. To Bark and Hot, donations will be accepted. Saturday night there will be the social, and we're going to have an actual competition barbecue cook team.
Oh, cool!
Is going to be there.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, they and it's going to be, adults are going to be $40, and under 15 years, it's going to be $10 with a RSVP by Wednesday, May 20th.
So what's...
And then they can just pay for it on site.
Okay, cool. So what's all included with that?
You're gonna have barbecue, brisket. I'm sure they're gonna have some chicken, some sausage, some sides, and then tea or water.
Okay.
Okay, with that, and trust me, it's gonna be in a good old West Texas barbecue, and it's guaranteed to fill you up. We're gonna have some music. We're gonna have some funny games. We're gonna have horseshoes, pinatas. I mean, it's just gonna have a like. Now this is gonna be out. It's gonna be at the facility, underneath the stars in Texas Hill Country.
Oh, very cool!
It's gonna be all lit up, and it's gonna be a great time.
Well, very cool. So does that mean that you think people is it? So it's at the facility, so people could still have their dogs there in their crates or something like that, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. And now. As far as electricity, you know, people ask about generators. Yeah, generators are welcome. Not a problem. Bring all the generators you want.
I mean,
they'll have power, but I think it's mainly going to be to run the, the computers and whatnot for scoring and admin and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, obviously. I always say quiet generators, please, but, you know, I mean, you got what you got.
Yeah. Now we are going to have breakfast tacos and in the morning. We're going to have breakfast tacos for a donation to Barth and our hot.
Cool.
Okay. And then I've got volunteered one or two, I'm not sure which, to cook lunch. On Friday, we'll have burgers.
Okay. All right, some of Tom's cooking.
So we'll have water and tea and things like that. So don't worry. No, the people need to don't worry about where we're going to be out in the middle. No, here we're going to starve. No, we're going to have things for it. We're going to make sure everybody's taken care of.
Good. That is fantastic. That's great. Is there anything else that people need to know about the event as far as like Dogtown setup, parking? Are they? Can the cars be right there, or is it a pull up and drop off?
No, this is, like I said, this is somebody's private property.
Right.
Katie and her husband have done a fantastic job. They buying into Dock Dogs and getting their sanctioned facility, getting the dock and the pool, and they have a 50-foot pool.
Wow, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. They have a beautiful, it's 15 acres of beautiful land with lots of oak trees, lots of shade and stuff. So do not worry about it. You're just pulling to the gate, and we'll have parking set up and suggested killing area and things like that. So that will not be an issue.
Good. Fantastic. That's awesome. So you're going to go out, and you're going to be attempting to get an invitation for Iron Dog then, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's our main focus this year is Iron Dog. We have an 18 by 44 foot above ground pool with a 10 foot deck all the way around it in our backyard. Our pool is our backyard. And my dog is only 15 foot long, so it's not really good. We work for pop basically on big air, but it's pretty good for speed retrieve, and it's perfect because he stays 14 and a half foot back. Or wherever he thinks he should get.
Yeah. Okay.
For EV, buddy, self adjusts. If he misses, he'll get back up there, and I can tell he'll sit right at 14.6. But if he thinks he needs to move up, he'll move up, and he will not budge. It's like, okay, fine, smarty, go ahead and go get it. Dang it, he won't get it.
That's funny. So that's good. It makes your job a little easier, huh?
It is, because the fact that our dock is only 15 feet and he's basically at 14.6, when I go up on a dock for competition and I'm trying to back up and he'll go up there and he'll sit down and I'm trying to line him up and I'm like, okay, why am I even up here?
He doesn't need you, Tom.
he doesn't really, because when we do it here, I don't like to walk back and forth. And so I just get him up there, and I'll back him up, and I'll say, go, and he'll take off. He'll hand me the bumper, and he'll go back up, and he'll sit on the dock. So
That's funny. I'm sure there's other dogs that would do that too, but I've never actually seen that. I don't know if that's a rule thing. I don't think it's in the rules, but I would think you could go upset him and leave the dock, come down and tell him to go get
it. Yeah, then I can watch him from the side and see where he's.
You could take his picture.
I asked Sean that once. He says, TJ, really? I said, okay, I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, because you, yeah, really. I mean, he could be on the side. You say, hold on now, I want to get his picture too. Oh, that'd be great.
Radio Doc Dogs will return after this message.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
We are back. Radio Doc Dogs.
So what else are you looking forward to at the regionals?
You know what? Betsy and I and Buddy, which is Buddy, Betsy, our club president, Betsy Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Lafayette, Louisiana. She drove here to Liberty, picked me up, and we went out there and we talked to Katie back in March and got some pictures and stuff. And
cool.
I said, wow, this is a great place. This is going to be a great place to hold a regional, to have the social. And also the hotel is Cedar Creek Inn is our host hotel. And I think it's already booked up.
Okay.
It's in Bergen. This place is old school. You know, like the old days when you would go in, you sign the register and they give you a room key.
Yeah.
This is what it is. People, they call up and they're like, well, where's my email? Where's my confirmation? And, well, I wrote your name down.
Yeah. That's old school, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think we have, May 1st, we had a block. I think it was $69 a night, and she got the owners to waive the pit fee completely.
Great.
And I believe the block has been lifted. The last day, I think, was May 1st. And I believe we have just about all the rooms. I think there was like two rooms left. And I don't know if those got filled up or not.
Yeah, I think I saw that it was, if it wasn't totally full, it was pretty close there. So if you're listening to this program and you don't have your room yet, you might be out of luck, but check anyway.
Well, there are a couple of LQs. They're in Austin. They're about 25 miles away. Okay, but there are, I think one is Cedar Park, and I'm not sure. But if you go to the South Central Regional page that Betsy created, it has hotel information there and everything. And
okay.
I think she's got three hotels listed besides Cedar Creek Inn and Bertram. They're alternate hotels. And, of course, LQ is Doc Dog preferred. So,
right.
You know, there's that.
Yeah, it sounds like the whole package for the whole thing is going to be great. I've heard nothing but good things out of Detection Services International, the folks there, and how accommodating they're being and excited I think they are, too, the hotel accommodations. It's going to be a great time. I know everyone's going to have a fantastic time. And we haven't even talked about it yet. Are you going to try dueling dogs?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I can't wait. We signed up for the one on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And sign up on Saturday. I fear maybe we'll do it there. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I was thinking a few years ago, I said, boy, this would be great. You know, if we could somehow get, because we talked about Spirit Creek being a doggy drag race.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought a few years ago, I thought, this would be great. We really could somehow put a barrier up. I said, but how would you do it in the pool? Well, you know, Doc Dogs, they came up with it. And I can't wait to get Buddy. You know, there's another dog that Buster, Sophie Moreau and Buster, and Buster and Buddy, Sophie and I are good friends.
Yeah.
She lives in Pearland, where we used to have a sanctuary facility. They're not a sanctuary facility anymore.
Okay.
But she has a pool at her house. And Buster and Buddy have been, you know, neck and neck this whole time. You know, and we're like jumping buddies. You know, we jump together and stuff and practice together.
That's great.
And it's always like, you know, Buster and Buddy are finally going to get them.
Cool. Yeah.
We can't wait. Now, I don't know, you know, Buster does a mid-6 fever cream, and Buddy does mid-7, so I don't know if we're going to be able to, but at least we can practice together.
Well, you know, if the slower of the two is inspired by the one ahead of them, that they may be closer than you think.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because I've heard that the speed retrieve times are actually better because of the competition, because they think the other dog's going to get their toy.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening with a lot of dogs. Yeah. But, you know, I'll tell you right now, Tom, you should go ahead if you can, if it's not too late, and sign up for Saturday as well, just in case, because I made the mistake of false starting on Friday, didn't sign up on Saturday, so I was done. I'm one false start, I'm out, I'm done, not a chance to do it again. I neglected to sign back up on Saturday, and that's all my fault, but, you know, I pretty much screwed myself on that, so... Just in case there's that false start, you only get that one shot, so you might want to double up and make sure you get in that second, the next day's wave.
I may do that. You know, Buddy actually has a second gear in him, another gear, because when we do a practice or a speed retrieve, I'll hang the bumper. If it's not too cold, I'll get in the pool, and he's jumping in. I'll kind of run beside him in the water, you know, and he actually has that other gear.
Yeah,
if he thinks I'm going to get there first.
Yeah, it might be interesting to see. You might come away with a new speed retrieve record time. You know, of course, be dueling dogs, but you know what I mean.
yeah, that's true.
Cool.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. The social's going to be great. You know, we're going to make sure the folks are fed. It's going to be on the stars. Like I said, there's going to be music, and there's going to be some good old-fashioned Texas two-stepping and line dancing, and... We have a few folks in our club that are pretty good dancers, and if somebody needs lessons, hey, we're there.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a fantastic time, Tom. Well,
they're going to see what Texas is like. This is not Houston with the downtown traffic. This is Texas Hill Country, what you see on the movies all the time, okay, with the hills and the stars. This is what Texas is like.
Well, that's great. All right, well, Tom, thanks again. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and get everybody excited. You got me excited all about those South Central Regionals. I hope everyone has a great time. Once again, that's May 21st through the 24th, Liberty Hill, Texas, at the Detection Services International Sanction Facility, the South Central Regional Championships. Thanks, Tom. Good luck to you. Jump big and let us know how you do.
Oh, yes, sir, Jim. It's good talking to you, and hope to see you down here.
Yeah, sounds like a great time, Tom. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Radio Dogs.
There you go. Some information on the South Central Regional Championships. Thanks again to Tom James for taking out the time to be my guest. Great information. Always have a good time talking with Tom, too. And he's such a great Doc Dogs competitor on both sides of it. He's competitive. He likes to win. He likes to get in there and do it. He just is in love with Doc Dogs. And he's also helpful to, you know, other teams coming out and whatever they might need, a little advice here and there, or you know, maybe just hold my dog for a second. You know, I know Tom, he's the guy that'll do all that, so really appreciate that. That's it for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Hey, maybe you're going to be at one of the 5 events this weekend: Danville, Virginia, Ashland, Kentucky, Swansea, Illinois, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Virginia Beach, Virginia, or Thornton, Colorado. That's all what's going on this weekend in Doc Dogs. You can find out more at docdogs.com and register there or register on site. Once again, thanks for tuning in. I hope that whatever you're doing this weekend, you have a great time. Be safe, drive safe, have fun, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Doc Dogs.